Today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, will be presented in Afrikaans and English, with subtitles in Afrikaans, Arabic, Oleksiz, Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Tarantale in die bloekombos, Adidas wat roep, vroegoggende se koffie, op ou Reebokskraal se stoep.
Welkom aardliefhebbende kykers by vandag se aanbiedinge oor vegetarisme, die kosbare lewenswyse waarna ons sal reis na 'n dorp met die naam McGregor in Suid-Afrika, sodat ons kan deel in ons gasheer se gasvryheid. Geleë in die hart van die pragtige riviers onder in berge in die Wes-Kaap, woon Annelien en Corrie van der Kolf op 'n kosbare stukkie hemelse landgoed net buite die klein rustige dorpie McGregor. Wanneer ons by Reebokskraal Oliviestyd aankom, wag Annelien reeds met 'n hartlike glimlag wat ons dadelik tuis laat voel.
Welkom in Reebokskraal.
Eende en ganse loop vrylik hier rond en die koel verfrissende bries bring ons in vervoering met die byna betowerende atmosfeer.
It's lovely to share our farm and our life with you, and I hope you're going to enjoy walking with me through the olive groves.
Met ons aankoms wag 'n vertroostende koppie tee. Corrie en Annelien deel ons mee hoe hulle in hierdie paradys beland het en hoe hulle olywe begin verbou het en ook alkoholvrye wyn begin produseer het.
Now, did you start off doing conventional olive farming, or did you start doing organic farming straight away?
No, conventional first.
For how
until
long?
Not only one process. Until somebody said I must put the olives in caustic soda to get out the bitter, brain cleaner. And I did the first lot, and I was standing with this bucket full of caustic soda, and I thought, where am I going to throw it? I don't want to put it in my soil. You know, it was like, no, it's a no-no. And then one of the guys that come and collect, he said to me, he'll show me how to do olives and on the natural way, and we are still using Andrew's method.
And for how long has that been?
We started in 1994. Yeah, it's about 16 years now. But we started to get crushed volcanic rock from Croatia, and we put that around our olive trees. We use all kinds of natural products, compost, made our own. The trees are healthy, and we also found out now that there's very good products like Bionium and Expeller that's done with a citrus base that we can use on our olive trees, and we do that.
Can you share with us some of the benefits of organic olive farming?
Well, personally, I experience that everybody on the farm is more genuine. And by example, if you go to other farms where they still spray, I mean, if you sit on the back of that tractor and that mist, chemical spray, comes over you, if you turn your tractor and the wind is a bit in the air, you can see the mist coming over that person driving that tractor. And normally, a day after or so, he was vomiting or feeling bad, had a headache or whatever. And since we don't do it on our farm anymore, you don't have that sort of sick leave. People don't walk around with headaches and sort of grumpy the whole day. So it really have a visual effect. For myself, I breathe better.
So how long does it take for an olive tree to mature and to bear fruit?
Normally 7 years in good soil, 11 years in sandy soil to really bear fruit. Mm-hmm. But it takes a long time. The new cultivars that they create now is about 2 years. But the ones that we've got was 7. And some of them started really bearing after 11 years.
We spoke about the different cultivars of olives. Do they grow on different trees?
Yeah, you get the mission tree and you get the manzanilla or the koroniki,
so
or the kalamata.
It's not that it grows on the same tree and you cure them differently.
The green olives that you get, they pick from the same tree. You will pick the manzanillas green or black. The mission's green or black. It's one tree that it's already ripe when it's green. But then you just pick them on different times. So it's not like grapes, red grapes or white grapes. Mm. They grow black. The first green, they look like peppermints. Nice, big, green, round, shiny when they are ripe. And then you leave them, then they get pink and purple. I've got paintings in my shop that I made of them in their different stages. Pink, purple, you know, purple, brown, and then black. But if you buy an olive in a bottle and it's black, it's artificially colored. An olive is not black in a bottle. When you process them natural, the color goes out. And when you see an olive that's like a purple, brown, that's organic olives, or naturally cured. Not always organic, but naturally cured olives.
Now, the olive is often mentioned in some ancient scriptures. Do you have any particular thoughts on those to share?
Yes, I wrote a song about it. I call it the Olive Song. And it is about Revelation 22, verse 2 and 3. And it says, in the end times, there will be a tree that bears fruit 12 months of the year, and the leaves are for the healing of the nations. So I also personally believe that this is one of the most blessed trees that was created.
Kom ons luister na Annelien se pragtige lied ter ere van die heilige olyfboom. Wanneer ons terugkeer na hierdie boodskap, sal ons meer uitvind van hierdie uitsonderlike olywe en hulle veelsuidigheid.
So the green is the color of the tree of life, giving its fruit every month of the year. The leaves of the tree
Welkom terug by Vegetarisme, die kosbare lewenswyse, en aan ons besoek aan die pragtige Reebokskraal, Olive Estate, waar ons gasheer en gasvrou, Corrie en Annelien, ons meer inlig oor hierdie veelsuidige klein olyf.
For how long can a tree bear fruit, an olive tree?
6,000 years. The oldest olive trees in the world is in Syria. They are 6,000 years old and they still bear. So it's a tree that you plant for the generations that's going to live after you. And it's a wonderful tree. It's a beautiful tree. You will sit in the shade. Your great-great-great-grandchildren will sit in the shade of the olive trees.
Now, what does extra virgin olive oil mean?
It's the first pressing, and it must be done without heat.
Now, are there any particular health benefits to using extra virgin olive oil?
Yes, the ulurupein, that's the healthy thing in an olive. The bitter of the olive is ulurupein. And that bitter is, or in the first pressing, it's always more strong. And the later the olive oil gets thinner and thinner and without color, and then later on it's just, you can put it for in your lamps to burn.
Tell us more about this olive leaf extract.
I'm yes, I can actually tell you a whole day
tell
about it.
Tell
you can stop me. It's wonderful for burns. You know, when you burn, we keep a bottle in our kitchen. If you burn with steam, just put a little bit on. It won't make a blister. It will go brown if it's a deep burn. After a week, it will peel off, and there's no marks. No marks. It's wonderful for eczema. We gave it to people with high blood pressure. Sure, it brings blood pressure down like that.
And since we started making the olive leaf extract, which is a total natural product, we don't add nothing to that, and we don't take away anything. It's a God's product. Since I started taking that, my whole respiratory system opened up. It softens your veins, and your immune system, just from the first sip that you take, it starts rebuilding. You still get things like colds and flus, but you go through the whole process of a flu, which normally takes about 14 days. Within 72 hours, you go through that whole process. And that's quite a different life for us.
Corrie en Annelien se skoondogter Ilana deel nou haar ervaring met hierdie ongelooflike olyfblaar met ons.
When I was a teenager, I had a skin problem, like all of them do, but mine was a little bit extra. So when I came here, my father-in-law just started the olive leaf extract, and I drank it. After that, it got a lot better, and it's, as you can see, it's healed completely. So I'm very grateful.
Besoek gerus Reebokskraal. Olyfblaar se webwerf vir meer inligting www.reebokskraalolives.co.za of kontak e-pos by info@reebokskraalolives.co.za of per telefoon by 027-23-625-1951. Gesogte kykers, dit was 'n voorreg om vandag in julle teenwoordigheid te wees by Reebokskraal Olywestyd. Sluit asseblief weer by ons aan op Woensdag 29 Desember vir 'n wandeling deur die olyfboorde waar ons van alkoholvrye organiese wyn meer sal leer. Net betyds vir die nuwejaarsvieringe. Volgende is Between Master and Disciples. Bly asseblief ingeskakel by Supreme Master Television. Mag ons sielsaligheid vind in 'n lewe van dankbaarheid. Esteemed viewers, it was a pleasure to have your company today at Reebokskraal Olive Estate. Please join us again on Wednesday, December 29th, for a stroll through the olive groves where we will learn about alcohol-free organic wines. Just in time for the New Year festivities. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May we all relish life in gratitude for all the blessings that grace us daily.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.